So I'm here with Salem Thomas. She's the co-owner of Live Forward Performance, and they are doing a Race to Feed the Hungry on November 22nd. Thanks for coming in.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
So can you tell me a little bit about the Race to Feed the Hungry and also Live Forward Performance, the company?
Of course. So it started out as Race to Feed the Hungry, but it turned into the Michael and Wendy Hayes Race to Feed the Hungry because my husband and I, along with Doug Swanson in Idaho Falls, recently purchased the company from the deceased Michael Hayes and his wife Wendy, who was not feeling capable of continuing the company, so we bought it from them. And in honor of that, we've decided to continue to keep the name Michael and Wendy Hayes Race to Feed the Hungry. It actually started, the race started in 2005, was the first year they did it. And they had over 200 runners that first race, and it's just grown since then. We have a number of people coming out that have already registered to come and participate this year. We're really excited.
That's awesome. And obviously, you know, like this money goes toward feeding people, but how exactly does that work?
That's a great question. We partner with the Food Basket, the Idaho Falls Food Basket, and they have already raised, not raised, they've provided food for 9,000 people this year, and they're looking to hit 12,000 by the end of the year. And this is one of their major donations that we're able to help with. Interestingly, we are accepting donations of food for the company, but they can stretch $1 to equal the value of $5 if we donate monetary donations to them. So they are looking for donations, which is why this year we've decided to incorporate a percentage of people's participation fees to be donated as money toward the food basket so that that money can be stretched and cover as many families as needed in this area.
So there are two races, the 5K and the 10K. Right. Can you tell me where they'll be at and like what the course is kind of like?
Of course. So it's always held at the Russ Freeman Park in Idaho Falls, over on the north end of Idaho Falls. And both races just run along the river around the park. Obviously, the 5K is half as long, but there are a couple of out and backs for the 10K just along the river where they don't have continuous trails. It will be marked very well with arrows on the ground, and people should be at each turning point so that no one gets lost or anything.
Are you guys runners, you and your husband?
That's a great question. My husband ran in high school. He was a competitive cross-country and long-distance runner. He loved it. And I got into running after I graduated from high school. I ran a half marathon. So we both enjoy it and at the moment are too busy to take the time to do that, but we enjoy providing the opportunity for people in our community.
But who's timing your race?
Vector Timing, we actually have a contract with them from Jansen Jardine. He's a great business owner, and he does a great job with all of our races.
So Live Forward Performance, is that a racing company?
Live Forward Performance is the title of the company that owns all 8 races throughout the year. One of them is the Michael and Wendy Hayes Race to Feed the Hungry. Another is Run for the Cure that happened in October. We do another one in December called The Gift, and this year it will be providing Santa for seniors, a number of presents to give to senior citizens who don't have family around the area. We also host 2 triathlons in the summer and a couple of century bike rides.
So that sounds like a lot of races, like, to especially, like, for a cause, you know, sort of races. So what's it like organizing them?
Probably the best part is being able to work with the companies that are benefiting from the donations. They're so excited to receive the money that we receive, or the food in this case as well, because they do this on a daily basis, and it's nice for them to have the support that they need to accomplish what they would like to get done. And it's fun on our side to be able to participate in a lot of different charities in that way, to not only work with the food basket, but also Santa for Seniors and Run for the Cure. It just is empowering to know that we're able to provide a place for people in the community to support those areas.
Does it ever get, like, kind of stressful?
It does, especially when the races are about 2 weeks apart, because we have one on the 22nd and again on December 1st. So we're not planning one race right now. We're planning 2.
Mm-hmm. Wow. What was that second race again?
The race on December 1st is the Gift 5K, and it's right around Snake River Landing. it's a fun short 5K race because it's so cold outside, but people love to come and support the seniors in the area.
Is registration open for that one right now, or are you just having it open for the Race to Feed the Hungry?
Both registrations are open. You can find information about both at liveforwardperformance.net.
Awesome. And we'll probably put that link in our on our website as well.
Perfect.
So how, you might have already said this, but how many families do you think have benefited on average maybe from this race?
I couldn't tell you in past years because this is the first year that my husband and I have been involved with this race. It was purchased previous to the race last year, so Doug was in charge of it, as well as another partner that we bought out. But as we mentioned before, they're looking to provide food for 12,000 families this year, and they've done 9, but in the next 2 months they're trying to hit, well, month and a half really, trying to hit that last 3,000. So hopefully our donations of food and money will be able to support that cause and hit those last 3,000 families in the area that are in need.
How many people do you currently have registered for the race?
We had about 60 register yesterday, which means we're over 350, if I recall correctly. So in more direct answer, we have about 350 people registered right now, and we're hoping to get at least 400.
Awesome. Do you think that there'll be a lot of like same-day registrations?
I do, or the night of packet pickup, which is Wednesday night, the night previous to the race. And that will actually be at the soup kitchen in Idaho Falls.
Oh, and that makes me think, like, what's in the packet?
We're hoping to get a number of things, but there will be some coupons and some fun little prizes like chapsticks or hand sanitizers or something from Bill's Bike and Run. Our main sponsor this year is Monarch Healthcare. They have donated $4,500 to sponsor the race and to make sure that all of our racers have fun things to make them want to race. And we also have Smith Group, who sponsor a lot of our races. They should be there, hopefully, with hot chocolate at the end of the race. And Bank of Commerce also is a major sponsor for us this year.
Awesome. What's been, like, your experience transferring, because, you know, you bought it from
Michael and Wendy.
And has it been kind of difficult, maybe, like, transitioning to all the people they used to talk to and stuff, and now being like, okay, now we own it and we are also trustworthy?
It has been difficult in different ways than I anticipated. It's actually the supporters that are confused about why things are different, and we say, oh, well, Michael passed away, we're taking over, we're changing a couple of things that we feel will make the races better, and they like consistency, which is understandable, but there are things that we have changed that hopefully will be better for the race.
What things have you changed?
One in particular is simply the donations from the participation fee. That's never happened before, according to our knowledge. So it's kind of fun to be able to donate a specific amount of money that we can tell the food basket, we already have this much raised to donate to your cause, as opposed to whatever's left over after the sponsorships are used.